Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit. With fixed routes and on-demand response service, they've got your transportation needs covered. Dave Doney, glad you could join me on this cloudy Monday morning. Just as a reminder, frost advisory is in effect for about another hour or so. Cloudy skies today, isolated showers, high near 56. Cloudy tonight, and then for your Tuesday, sunny with a high near 45. Our guests today are Trish Perry with Newark Homeless Outreach and Mallory Meeker with the Licking County Reentry Coalition. Trish, hard to believe coming up is the Steps of Change event. Kind of remind everybody first when and where it's taking place and how people can get involved, and then kind of the mission behind what you're trying to do.
Good morning, Dave, and thank you for having us. Our annual fundraiser, Steps of Change, Walk a Mile in My Shoes, is on May 9th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It will start with a memory walk honoring those that have lost their lives to substance use disorder, mental health, and also bringing recognition to our unsheltered population in our community. This year's theme is transforming pain into purpose. And what that is about is that we have so many in our community now that are working towards educating people on substance use disorder that some have been on the other side of the fence. So this year we're letting people tell how they're taking their pain and turning it to purpose, which of course is what I have done it. Mm-hmm. Due to my son's substance use disorder.
And what year is this? I mean, I was trying to think when you reached out to me about, hey, can you come in? I'm like, my God, this has got to be over 10 years we've done this.
It is. It's over 10 years. Yeah. Ohio Can has been in existence for 13. And that is our physical mm-hmm. sponsor is Ohio Can. And we're a project, Newark Homeless Outreach.
All right. So real quick, before we get into this, and you and I were talking before the show, you know, everybody's money is being pinched. You folks need people to step up and help with sponsorships on this, correct? I mean, there's always ways you can do things, but we all know, Trish, cash is king if folks can step up and help out.
Yes, so of course it is. The economy's been tough this past couple of years, so sponsorships are down this year. If you could sponsor, your name and logo will go on the back of our walk shirts, as well as it will go on a banner that will be displayed. It goes on our Facebook page, and it goes on our web page. All donors will be recognized through we have several levels. We have 1500 and up is platinum, gold is 1000 to 1499, silver 500 to 999, and bronze 250 to 499. And you can go to Newark Homeless Outreach Facebook page and find all the information on there as well, or you can reach out to me personally at 740-405-5682. Mm-hmm. And we greatly appreciate our community.
Now, what else will be taking place that morning for folks to come out? I mean, I know it's a three-hour event, but if they come out, you got a pancake breakfast, maybe some of the things that are going to be taking place.
Yes, so the memory walk for $25 is a memory walk, which is around the square to honor those that have died to substance use disorder. You get a t-shirt and you also get a pancake breakfast. We will have a lot of activities for kids. We'll have a bounce house, snow cone, freak snow cones. We will have special appearance by K-pop the Demon Hunter. I guess that's the hot one these days. So.
No Bluey?
No. We gave Bluey up this year for K-pop. There'll be face painting. Some of the agencies will have games for the kids. This is a community event to bring awareness, but it also is to have fun.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mallory, let's talk a little bit about, we'll get into the reentry program, but for folks who've never been to Steps of Change, I know you have been, it can be a powerful event. Why should folks come down? Is it just learn what's being done and then maybe see the faces of folks impacted by this?
Yeah, it's an extremely powerful event. Like Trish was saying, there's so many of us that have, and myself included in this, and that's why I say yes, that have waited in the line at Newark Homeless Outreach for food, for whatever we needed in the Newark Homeless Outreach was there. So to come full circle and be a part of the folks that have waited in line and now get to serve the community, it really is a beautiful thing that we have agencies like this in Licking County that are restoring people and their lives and their families. So there's a lot of tears that that are shed here at the Newark Homeless Outreach, and there's a lot of just joyful things happening down there. We also have, I don't know if you guys mentioned the raffle, but we have raffles down there. So we do need raffle items. If you or anybody you know have raffle items that you can donate, that would be great. It helps also. But it's an extremely powerful event for all of us, and it's just a sense of community. It's really a joyous occasion for all of us to be there.
What are you talking about, raffle? What are you looking for? Are there anything specific that you guys would like to see? Gift cards or something like that? Or does it really mean whatever you want to bring?
Yeah, anything that's going to bring money. people love gift cards. So just think about things that you like would like to win. Some of the big things that people donate are like Kings Island tickets, Cedar Point, things like that, things that families can do together that maybe they might not be able to afford, but they have a chance to win at something like that. Those are always the things that are high ticket sellers for us.
Yeah. So anything that they can come down and do. Now, does it get a little crazy down there, though? I mean, I know this thing has kind of expanded as far as how many people come. I mean, you get them little ones down. And this K-pop, I'll be honest, I have no idea what you're talking about. Bluey, I knew. K-pop, not so much. But, I mean, does it get a little crazy down there, a little fun?
It does. We have a DJ. Brandon usually DJs for us. And it's really a good time. And it's just a fun time. It's usually good weather. And there's just people. We're just there hanging out with our friends and our family. And we're having a good time. We're raising money for a good cause to help this community. You know, homelessness is an epidemic in this community, and the Newark Homeless Outreach refuses to put a Band-Aid on it. They continue to help the community in a powerful way, and this is one of the ways that we get to serve the community.
Mm-hmm. And for you personally, you talked about how, you know, you used to be there. I mean, it's not an easy thing to do to go from that side to this side, but you've done it, and I think that's the power of that, is to let people know it can be done, because you know this more than I do. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll hear folks all the time, don't worry about them. They're in their situation from things that they did. But there's always those success stories, correct?
Yeah. Something that we always say is people can't find recovery if they're dead. We have to keep people alive first. We have to put food in their stomach and clothes on their backs for them to be able to find the light. And again, I get to be a beautiful example of that. You know, I'm not tooting my horn. I'm tooting Newark Homeless Outreach's horn because, it was this morning I was getting ready for work and I told Trish out in the parking lot that I kept finding myself getting super emotional because I could not be here. I could be dead, you know. So to be able to go from from that to where I'm at today is a huge life-changing event for me. That, you know, we really say that this is life-saving for people and for their families and for their kids. This is a huge deal.
And it's a lot of kids involved, right? Trish, I think sometimes we forget the impact that, you know, the decisions adults make impacts those kids. I mean, you see it every day, I'm sure, down there.
Yes, and right now, the stats from the Newark City School alone, just Newark City, was 103 children considered HUD definition of homelessness, which no child should be homeless. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is just unacceptable. And again, that's just Newark City and the whole Licking County.
So. Yeah, you know that number's much higher than that. So that's why I want folks to understand that's just Newark City Schools. So you know when you get out into the different areas and that. Are you seeing more folks come down and help you on Saturdays at Newark Homeless?
We have a variety of volunteers, from church youth groups to pastors to OSU students, Denison students, reentry, different organizations. The Board of Realtors has come and did a meal. Anybody who wants to volunteer, we have no rule except for dress for the weather, because you never know what, because we are a true street outreach, and it might be 110 or it might be 20 below zero.
if folks can't get down and volunteer, they can make donations, right? You got to get this food somewhere. Is that just as easy as saying, hey, here's $20, go get whatever it is you need? Can folks just do that as well?
Yes. You can mail donations to 838 South 30th Street, number 107, Heath, Ohio, 43056. Or you get, again, if you have donations that need picked up, we can work that out as well. We have a couple volunteers that are retired. You can also do drive-by. I work from home on Friday. You can drive by and drop stuff off that day. We always need paper supplies, not just food. So we need, you know, 3-compartment containers, paper towels, things like that as well.
How many folks you seeing on a weekly basis over there? I mean, I'm sure it fluctuates, but on average?
110.
Mm-hmm. And what are your hours, so folks know?
On Saturday from 10 to noon.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the only time we're currently serving. But we do a lot of other stuff behind the scenes. Like, we're the only agency that pays for out-of-state birth certificates. So we had a little bit of a donation that we have set aside for that. We also had a small donation to be able to do what we call gifts of love, where we can help one-time situations, like for rent, or for, you know, we just help somebody who had been paying off all of their fines and court costs and had exhausted every bit of money that there was, and they owed $192. So we paid that, and that is someone who is also in recovery who is giving back by volunteering at the outreach. That person has actually been volunteering for a couple of years now, and she was also on the other side at one time. A couple of weeks ago, we had 6 people there volunteering who used to be on the other side of the table.
Again, it can work if folks give it time. I mean, it's not, Mallory, you know this, but it's not gonna, for some, it does happen right away. For others, it may take 4, 5, 6 different tries, but don't give up. Is that something you tell the folks too when they see you down there? Like, look, I was on that side. Don't give up. There's always hope.
Yeah. I mean, if we knew how many times it took each person, we'd probably be rich. We'd just bottle that up and sell it. No, I'm just kidding. We have to plant. We're planting seeds, right? And we don't know where each person is at in this process. So we encourage people to go to treatment if they're ready. We never force anybody to go. So that's something that we do. And I do want to say, you know, reentry, we're on the phone with Trish almost every single day because she has access to things that we don't. So we use her a lot for birth certificates, for that one time rent. It's all of this is like a puzzle, and we put it together. For reentry, it's like piecing it together piece by piece, and Newark Homeless Outreach is a huge piece of that.
You mentioned reentry, we mentioned a couple of times. Kind of just remind folks what that is and what you're doing.
Yeah, so I'm the coordinator for the Licking County Reentry Coalition, and by reentry, we mean reiterating folks from incarceration back into our community here in Licking County. Now, they don't have to have been recently incarcerated, just some point in their life being justice involved at some point in their life and be in Licking County or coming back into Licking County. I always tell the story about when I was in the recovery house as a resident, and we lived, our house is across the street from the jail. There's a window there when you're doing the dishes that you can see everybody when they're coming out of the jail. There's so many people that when they leave, they don't have a plan, and you can see them look left, look right, and then they're like, and then they usually will go back to what they were doing before, which usually in turn it's like a rotating, just coming back in and out of the jail. So we at the Reentry Coalition, we do our best to remove any barriers for folks so that they don't reoffend and go back to jail or to prison. So we give them, we help them with a plan. We have a case manager, Cassie, that goes into the jail. She meets with them. The social worker at the jail will give us a list of names. And then we come up with a plan. Where are you going to go? Are you going to go to the shelter, recovery housing, treatment? We want everybody to have a plan and have a safe place to go.
So take us through that. How long does that take then? I mean, if you're, could be, you know, months, could be a year. I mean, I don't know, just what you're seeing.
Yeah. So if somebody is, they just got sentenced and Cassie goes to see them at the jail, we always suggest that they take advantage of any programming that they have in the jail or in the prison, because then that sets them up usually for funding to come back to Licking County for housing, et cetera. So that's an avenue that we go. Also, you know, Cassie goes in and she sees folks that are just doing their what we call jail time, and we set them up. So it just depends on if they're going the route, if they've are going to prison, if they're there for jail. And that usually, if they're coming back into Licking County from ODRC, we prefer that we have at least a month to 2 months mm-hmm. ahead of time, because a lot of our folks, they don't have, they don't have either a good rental history or a you know, there's a lot of places that will not take folks with certain charges.
Are you? I know there was the check the box movement where they didn't want. I mean, are you?
We do have some agencies and some companies that do no background checks. I'm actually in the process of making our own no background check list. So if you are a company or you know of a company that does not do a background check, we would love to put you on that list and your contact information. A lot of these lists that we have, like for landlords, they're not updated. So we're in the mm-hmm. process of making a list of landlords. That's a huge barrier for our county. Is landlords that will take they'll give somebody a second chance, you know. I would be somebody that would take advantage of that opportunity, you know. There's a lot of us that have turned our lives around, and we just need somebody to give us a second chance. So, again, I'm also making a list of second chance landlords. If you own a property and you would like to rent to one of our folks, we would be happy to give you a referral. Now, some folks, you know, are more ready than others, and we will be honest with you where they're at in a case plan.
So how do folks get a hold of you then if they're hearing this and they think, hey, we can help, mm-hmm. we'd like to be a part of it, what do they need to do?
Yeah, they can email us at, this is a long one, LickingCountyReentryCoalition@gmail.com, or you can call us at 740-304-6625.
Okay, and then Trish, again, when is Steps of Change? If folks want to get involved, what do they need to do? How can they help to sponsor it?
First, real quick, shout out to our sponsors that have currently we've secured funding with, and that's Bethesda Services, North Valley Bank, also Whole Living Recovery / Reentry, and then we had an anonymous mm-hmm. gift of a bronze, too.
No problem with anonymous.
right. Steps of Change, Transforming Payment into Purpose, will be May 9th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Courthouse Square. If you want to be a vendor or a resource table, also reach out. You're welcome to come. It's just a $25 fee, or you can do a gift basket or a kids game.
And if folks want to take part in the walk itself, and is it the fee to do that is how much?
It's the fee to for the memory walk is $25, includes a T-shirt and a pancake breakfast. Must sign up by 4:24 to get the shirt orders in.
And then if folks want to help out with Newark Homeless Outreach, what's the easiest way to do that?
If you want to volunteer or donate to Newark Homeless Outreach, go to our Facebook page, send us a message, or you can reach me at 740-405-5682.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath, brought to you by Licking County Transit, safely connecting people to places and possibilities. I want to thank our guests today, Trish Perry with Newark Homeless Outreach and Mallory Meeker with the Licking County Reentry Coalition. Hey, be sure to join us on Wednesday, as our guests will be Matt Hopper and his cast of characters with the Land of Legend Barbershop Course. That's on Wednesday's Talk of the Town, brought to you by Licking County Transit. We'll get you back to the music next on Buckeye Country 94.3 Western Licking County.